By the way, speaking of Galveston, it was Juneteenth today, and actually, former President Joe Biden will be attending a Juneteenth celebration there in Galveston today.
Oh.
So, I don't know why he's going to Galveston. Oh, he thought he was going to Fort Worth. That's why.
Well, he's
got Texas. Speaking of the rest of us, state of our states, let's do some of those Texas topics. You never have to look very far to see something going on, and they're going to see their paychecks get a lot bigger. So, cheerleaders at the, quote, professional level, by comparison, have been woefully paid over the years. They don't make a whole lot. That is now officially changed for your America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. So, 400% boost in pay, announced yesterday in the Star in Frisco. They've been pushing for a pay increase. I think most of the league's cheerleaders and all over sports have been doing that as well. But they're getting it, and this will increase their pay. So it's going to put them, if you do it on an hourly type rate, what they were getting paid roughly worked to about $22,000 a year. So part-time job type thing. This puts them, using the hourly rate type metric, well into over triple, like over $100,000 a year.
Is it still a part-time job?
I wouldn't think so anymore, for crying out loud. So over $100,000 a year. Plus they're making a lot individually, it turns out, because, you know, they're all over the Netflix thing now, and that is a huge success for Netflix, the America's Sweethearts Netflix series going on. And, of course, they had the CMT thing for years, so it's all paying off for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. 400% boost in pay. Might have to go try out, finally.
Maybe this will, like, trickle down.
Get some jorts on and just get going.
You could go for it.
I think so. I think it's time.
Mm-hmm. So the White House has two brand new 80-foot flagpoles and flags with a Texas connection. Now, they were made by one Ginger Keene of Plano. She is the owner of U.S. Flag and Flagpole Supply. Was on hand to see them installed on the North Lawn and South Side this week. President Trump called them the best poles in the entire country world, as a matter of fact.
There you go.
All right?
Yeah.
Says it's very exciting.
How exciting
is it, Mr. Trump? You can see more of their products at the entrance to Rock Wall. There's a big 200-foot flag there.
Yeah.
And in Runaway Bay off Lake Bridgeport, coming in at 250.
There you go. Texas flagpoles, the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Straighten anything out there. Of course, the flags only wave to the right.
MAGA!
Ah! Tesla, we have $50 follow-up on the Tesla robo-taxis that Elon is about to unleash in Austin. It'll start this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You can just get in them. And they've had the Waymo ones, but then those were pulled and then put back on, and then they were pulled because something's wrong.
And you saw those in action going a little kooky in Austin, did you not?
Took U-turns right in front of me and ran stop signs.
That was just my experience
being behind one. Well, the Democratic Texas lawmakers have asked Elon and Tesla to delay the robo-taxi launch in Austin at least until September, when they say new autonomous driving laws are scheduled to take effect, and that Elon's trying to jump ahead of this and get them on the roads so it doesn't apply to them. So they'll see if that happens. But Tesla robotaxi set to go. I mean, they only do turn to the right. So, we did it twice.
So America, getting back into the manufacturing game, and this time,
yes,
we are outside the Rust Belt, just 20 miles north of the border, in a fly factory.
Yeah.
I said a fly factory.
Fly.
It's an $8.5 million facility where they are going to breed sterile, new world male screwworm flies. This is all to prevent the insects from breeding. Yeah, new world screwworm flies can turn into a flesh-eating larva when they lay eggs. They've been spotted in Mexico. So we've stopped livestock imports as a result. And America also going to build another factory near Guatemala just to get a jump on everything. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says, we've defeated the New World screwworm before.
Yeah.
And we will do it again.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting on to me about saying dryer balls? Seriously? Well, speaking of the border, Texas brand new approved past printed state budget has eliminated any further funding for the construction of the border wall. Yep. So they're pulling the plug on that. Of course, the border with Mexico is about 1,200 miles long and 65 miles of the wall has been built in fragments, they say. Largely near Brownsville and El Paso. So, I guess they're just going to leave it at that. But the nice deterrent will be the wall of flies. That's
it's
good.
Yeah,
that's going to stop everybody.
And me with KB and Heather Lee.